Star 94.1, and we welcome our guest, Flame. Flame, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. About yourself?
Hey, great. Doing great. Flame, for those who do not know Flame, who is Flame?
Yes. Well, Flame is my artist name. I do Christian rap music. I minister the gospel through the medium of Christian rap, where we marry the cultural language, which is rap music, with the gospel message in hopes to communicate God's heart. That's who I am as an artist, Flame.
How hard is it being a Christian rap artist? Because most of the times when folks say rap, they look at maybe a negative connotation, and then you have some folks who are believers say, well, rap is not Christian. How hard is it, Flame?
Yes, definitely has its challenges, but typically when people really get exposed to good Christian rap music that's Bible-centered, that really emphasizes the message of the cross and is heavy on incorporating the scriptures in our music, people typically warm up to it and begin to accept it. I think at first it's just the fear of what is this going to sound like, what are they going to be talking about, is it going to be anything distinct from worldly rap. But I think when people see that it is, they normally warm up to it.
How did it make you feel when your CD came in, what, number 5?
Yeah.
Yeah. How did it make Flame feel?
It was a good feeling, man. I just thank God that people went out and they purchased the CD and they told people about it and, you know, they spread the news about it just because, you know, I put a lot of hard work into it, you know, just through the Lord enabling me to write songs and write music to glorify him. So just the fact that, you know, people were excited about the message of the cross and they wanted to spread the gospel and all that love and just that reception felt, you know, really good, man. So I was encouraged by that.
What do we find on your new project?
Yeah, definitely in this project, and I love the city, man. It's filled with the story of the cross, what happened when Jesus Christ died. It's a part two to another city called Our World Fallen. This one is Our World Redeemed. And in this project, it completes the story from the first album, but then it erupts into just praise, worship, and the joy and a celebration of what Christ accomplished on the cross. So it's really energetic. It's really motivational. It's heavily saturated with the scriptures. And it's a good storyline that streams through the album that keeps people's attention. So I think overall it's a good project, man.
Can this project be a project that will put Christian rap and hip-hop on the map? Because it's been a struggle, because there have been a lot of good Christian rap and hip-hop, but for some reason, people are just not embracing it.
Yeah. Well, I think you know, amongst other artists out there that are definitely grinding and putting in work and blazing a trail, I think this album will contribute to that, because I really worked hard on the quality of music, because music already has a standard. You just can't come in and say, well, this is Christian music, so I'm not going to do my best. So I definitely put my all into it, and I feel like the Lord blessed it. So I'm praying that it would be one of those projects that people would, you know, peer into Christian rap and say, wow, this is quality music, but solid in the message.
What are the songs, some of the songs that we can look out for?
Yeah. There's a lot of good songs in this project, man, that I feel like the Lord is really using and a lot of people responding well to. First song that comes to mind is a song called Go Buck. And it's really a song that's expressing the idea of the heavens rejoice when one person repents. So just that excitement and that energy, you know, was put into this song. It talks about getting excited about those who make a U-turn in the road of life. Number two, a song called See More Him, which is based off of Zacchaeus, who, you know, the Bible says he was a sinner, tax collector, short in stature, but he climbed up in a sycamore tree to see Jesus Christ. And so the song is based on that passage of Scripture, and it's just a really emotional song. Another song is called Joyful Noise, and it's just a worship rock / rap song. Was really hype. You really dance to it, but it just really gets people in the mode of thinking about heaven and eternal life. So those are some of the three songs I think about right now.
Our guest is Flame. Flame, what or how would you approach a young man on the street or a young woman on the street? How would you approach them to let them know that if you want to be real, and you talk about being real, Jesus is real?
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, that's one of the main things, too, in just in rap culture is the people who normally gravitate towards rap or hip-hop are those who, you know, they're looking for an identity. They're looking to fit in somewhere. So the place I would start would be, number one, that we are created by God in his image. We're made to reflect him and to represent him. So I would start off and just let them know that God owns you. He created you with a purpose. Although, you know, we're born in sin, he has a plan to free us from that sin. And I think, you know, once they can see that message associated with someone who culturally looks the same, who talks the same language, I think that will provide a better opportunity for them to be open ears and be receptive to the gospel when they see it in the same cultural light as they live in.
Were you trying to make a statement with the artwork on your project, the way the album cover looks?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Definitely. The album cover, you know, if you notice the first two words, Our World, are filled with just these graphic images of, you know, crime, murder scenes, war, explosions. So it's these dramatic scenes that emphasize the reality of the condition of our world. And then right up under that, the word redeemed has the sky in the background, and it kind of has a red glaze over the sky. And then there's a cross right in the center. So as it's saying, right in the midst of this fallen world, there is hope and there's redemption in the finished work on the cross through Jesus Christ.
Where do you see this project taking flame?
Oh, man. I'm praying that this project will definitely launch, you know, me in a position where I can, you know, have a broader opportunity to speak, to communicate, and to relay God's message to a, you know, a greater number of people, man. It's not all about the masses, but the more the merrier, who can hear the gospel clearly, accurately, and then make a sound decision based upon the Holy Spirit doing a work in their hearts. So I'm hoping that it will just catapult me into, you know, new positions and meeting new people and new churches and new venues to be able to communicate God's heart.
What do you do to get in the mood of writing music, to get yourself prepared?
What I love to do, I love to just get in the car, listen to an instrumental, and just drive. So I'll fill my tank up, and I can probably drive for maybe 2 hours listening to music and just looking at the scene around me. You know, just riding through the worst neighborhoods, and I might even pull over in a grocery store parking lot and just start writing a song just because of all of the things I've seen, and the environment just inspires me to write. So I love just taking a good ride and just getting in the zone that way.
For those who haven't picked up your project, give them the name of your project and where they can pick it up at.
The project is titled Our World Redeemed. You can get this project from your Christian bookstores, from Walmart, from iTunes. It's available also from my record label's website, which is crossmovement.com. And people can also tune into myspace.com/flame314, and then they have all the information on the MySpace as well.
How is it working with Cross Movement and just being on that label?
Yeah, it's definitely a blessing, man, just to be able to co-labor with guys who have been doing this longer than I have, and just to glean from their fields and just to get wisdom and insight as to how to really be a Christian rap minister, an urban missionary. So it's definitely been a privilege and a blessing to meet those guys and then to be a part of the label. So it's a great experience.
Our guest is Flame. Flame, I noticed over the past few years that the rise of gospel radio stations, more stations are playing gospel music on FM, which is great, 24 hours. Yeah. Would you like to see the rise of hip-hop stations, the hip-hop urban stations? Because we got hip-hop urban, but it's not gospel. But would you like to see the rise of hip-hop urban gospel stations 24 hours?
Yeah, that would be awesome, man. I mean, the power of radio can't be underestimated. I mean, just the art of, you know, a radio show and a repetition of music. And, I mean, it's so powerful and influential. I mean, it would be great to see a radio station that can roll 24 hours pumping a gospel message through gospel rap form. I mean, that would be a beautiful thing to experience.
Our guest is Slain, the new project, It Is Hot. You need to pick it up if you don't have it. And you pick it up, you're going to go bananas on it. I'm telling you, All World Redeem, Flame, Cross Movement Records. Again, Flame, tell them where they can pick it up at.
Yes, Christian bookstores, Walmart, iTunes, or check out crossmovement.com or myspace.com/flame314.
It's our guest, Flame. Congratulations, Flame, and may God continue to bless you.
Amen. Likewise. Thanks for the opportunity.
You're welcome. It's Flame on Star 94.1.